Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today's update brings major developments in the crypto space. Proprietary blockchains launch from Circle and Stripe alongside leadership changes at Story Protocol. Investors are urged to choose coins wisely amid security concerns, while market gains and global adoption challenges continue to shape the landscape. Circle and Stripe are advancing their own blockchain strategies by launching Arc and Tempo, respectively. These dedicated networks aim to reduce costs and integrate compliance directly into digital asset payments. The move is part of a broader trend where companies seek more control over settlement processes, potentially reshaping competition for established networks such as Ethereum and Solana. With traditional on-ramps dominating Western markets, there remains significant potential for growth in emerging economies if local payment methods are fully embraced. Meanwhile, Story Protocol sees a strategic shift as co-founder Jason Zhao steps back from his full-time role to pursue a new artificial intelligence venture called Poseidon. Although Zhao will remain as a strategic advisor, leadership now transitions to co-founder S.Y. Lee. This realignment comes on the heels of over $130 million raised since the project launched, ensuring that the blockchain platform continues to innovate while adapting to a rapidly evolving market. In market security, Litecoin has urged investors to choose their freedom money wisely. The warning comes amid growing vulnerabilities observed in smaller proof-of-work coins and increasing centralization in proof-of-stake networks. Recent events, including a 51% attack that disrupted networks like Monero, have led exchanges such as Kraken to suspend deposits. These incidents serve as a stark reminder of the need for robust decentralization and security measures, pressuring market participants to re-examine their portfolios. Market dynamics are clearly shifting. Analysts report that Bitcoin treasury companies are leveraging profits from traditional finance systems to invest further in Bitcoin. This approach, similar in strategic foresight to early adopters embracing breakthrough technology, supports Bitcoin even as forecasts suggest a potential climb toward $150,000 by the end of this year. Ethereum, meanwhile, faces scrutiny as newer blockchains like Solana and emerging protocols gain interest, although its developer ecosystem continues to thrive. Litecoin is also positioned for a possible revival, further diversifying investment prospects. According to Binance Research, the overall crypto market advanced by 13% in July. Ether surged 51%, and stablecoin transfers hit $2.1 trillion, while tokenized stocks saw a dramatic 220% growth. Alongside these gains, Gemini has moved toward a public listing by hiring major financial institutions to lead its IPO process. These developments underscore the increasing integration of digital assets into mainstream financial practices. Finally, Bitcoin miners have evolved into more than just producers. Now holding over 104,500 Bitcoins valued at approximately $12.7 billion, they are acting much like corporate treasuries to manage market volatility. The infrastructure supporting Bitcoin finance remains fragile, but these miners are establishing a new financial backbone. It is reminiscent of the precision and teamwork found in classic arcade shoot-em-ups, where every calculated move set the stage for victory. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.